It's time for this week's exam, our weekly examination of issues in education from KBIA News. I'm Ryan Femuliner. Coming up later in the show, the University of Missouri Law School recovers in the national rankings, and we'll tell you about the demand for archaeologists in the state and the program it prompted at MU. But first, as of last Thursday, MU's Nuclear Science Engineering Institute ceased to exist. The change, which will move the former NSEI under the umbrella of the Graduate School and the Office of Research, has some confused. KBIA's Nick Gass explains.
Jenny Schutte is a graduate student who chose MU because of her interest in researching magnetic aerosol particles.
You're not just picking a school when you pick a program. You're often picking a specific professor who's doing specific types of research because ultimately that's what your research will be in if that's what you use to get your advanced degree.
MU Provost Brian Foster doesn't think the NSEI's dissolution will hamper research plans. Rather, he feels it's an opportunity for more research to be shared between departments.
Some of the most important work gets done, in fact, a lot of the most important work gets done in interdisciplinary contexts where people from different academic fields come together and they have different skills and different knowledge bases, and you get sparks. They can do things that you don't do within a discipline.
For professors like Tushar Ghosh, one of the most worrisome parts of the NSEI's ending is grant money. And that's where things could get a little complicated.
So they give 3 years grants, and then we have to guarantee that if a student cannot finish his PhD within these 3 years, we will support them for additional 2 years. And so far, what we did, we supported them from our internal resources, and those resources will be gone.
Schutte also worries that the loss of the institute could break apart what she characterizes as a very unique group of professors.
If they're carved up like this, I think it's going to be very hard to see that kind of productivity continue. To the detriment of not only the university, but the state.
But Foster disagrees.
I think actually the other side is that it'll bring together more people, so there'll be more resources for the students, more faculty to work with, a wider range of subject matters. I think it actually would be beneficial.
Professors who were part of the NSEI have 2 years to find another department for research. The transition will make the former NSEI part of the MU Office of Research and the MU Graduate School by July 1st. Nick Gass, KBIA News.
The University of Missouri's Law School has climbed 28 places in the U.S. News & World Report's latest law school rankings. KBIA's Liam Keegan has the details.
Over the last 2 years, MU's law school had slipped 42 places to 107th. Now it sits at 79th. MU Law School Dean Larry Desham says there have been multiple reasons why the school's rankings have improved.
Our employment numbers came up, the student-faculty ratio went down a bit, and our peer ranking among other law schools came up. So we're assuming that, but we never know because some of the data that U.S. News relies upon is never released to the law schools.
Ian Larson, an MU law student graduating in May, says the rankings matter to both graduates and prospective students.
It's incredibly valuable to have a law degree from a top 100 school, especially for students that are looking nationwide. I think the rankings become even more important for them than for those of us staying in the state of Missouri.
Larson says that this increase will help the law school compete with the other law schools in Missouri and across the country. Liam Keegan, KBIA News.
Think about what kind of industries you'd consider recession-proof. Seriously, take a few seconds and make a list. You probably said things like the health professions, teachers, maybe information technology. But what about archaeology? According to Time magazine, an archaeologist is the 111th most recession-proof job, right between mail carriers and dietitians. And as KBIA's Andrew Gibson reports, right in the middle of the recession, the University of Missouri decided to start a class to try to fill that need.
In an archaeological ceramics class at MU, students are learning how humans in the past made pottery. But about 3 years ago, anthropology professor Todd Van Poole started another class in response to a growing demand for professional archaeologists. Over the summer, students can earn credit for field work at a dig site in New Mexico.
They can learn how to use the tools properly, how to fill out the forms, and do all the things that we expect from a professional archaeologist.
A 2010 National Bureau of Labor Statistics report predicts that the number of jobs for archaeologists and anthropologists will increase a combined 28% between 2008 and 2018.
It would be a mistake for us to not modify our curriculum as new needs arise.
And changes are still ongoing. Van Poole says his department will add another course next spring aimed at making students better able to draw historical inferences from artifacts. These days, archaeology is more than excavating ancient tombs. The Missouri Department of Transportation hires archaeologists to check whether proposed construction and renovations along Interstate 70 might infringe on historical sites. That kind of work is called Cultural Resource Management, or CRM. Any developer that uses federal money must comply with historic preservation laws. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there will be a higher number of construction projects in the coming years, meaning an increased need for archaeologists. But some in Missouri say their business is what needs preservation. Craig Sturdivant is the president of the Environmental Research Center of Missouri, a private archaeology firm in Jefferson City. He says although his company has taken on nearly 5,000 projects since 1980, recent business has declined sharply.
Within the last, let's say, 2 years, we are down to maybe 100 or less. In the last 4 months, maybe three or four. It's really gone down the tube.
Several archaeologists in Missouri and on the West Coast acknowledge that the recession hit the industry hard. But federally funded energy and construction projects are expected to spark new job growth. Terry Majewski is the president of a national trade organization for private preservation workers. She's cautiously optimistic about the future, but isn't sure whether students feel the same.
A lot of the younger people are now thinking, is this a good career, even though the academic realm has started to respond and come up with programs for them.
Majewski says although many universities were slow to react, she's now confident in archaeological programs they're offering. MU anthropology doctoral student Kyle Waller participated in that field class in New Mexico in 2009 and says he'll benefit from its real-world approach.
CRM job as a contractor for the government, I would be doing essentially the same thing I was doing with the Van Poole's Field School.
More than 50 MU students have taken the class since it started. With producer Min-Hee Kim, Andrew Gibson, KBIA News.
That's this week's exam. I'm Ryan Femuliner. Thanks for listening.